Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Third week of Lent, Thursday. Bit of a classic this one, the play, that is, The Crucible.
The Crucible is Arthur Miller's famous play. It was written in the 1950s and people associated it with McCarthyism and the persecution of people for their views. And so he went back to Massachusetts history, to Salem and the late 17th century, and the accusations by very righteous and religious people that some of the women in their community were possessed by the devil. So it's not a great stretch to Dante's Gospel, which is Jesus talking about the casting out of devils and people criticizing him that he was doing this in Satan's name, whereas he was saying, no, in the name of God, he was casting out devils. So it's, I think, a very interesting parallel, because the people who were guilty of accusations, not the witches themselves, were actually the religious leaders and the upright leaders of the community. And right throughout the Gospels, and in this one of St. Luke, Jesus is always challenging the authorities about their double standards, about their hypocrisies. And so he asks them, in whose name do they or their associates actually cast out devils? And I'm afraid when you look at the Crucible and go through the sad experience of John Proctor, who in this film was played by Daniel Day-Lewis, that we realize then that religious leaders can have very strong, bad double standards, and that is really disastrous for the upright and righteous people who are trying, in their own way, false, good qualities, to do the right thing.
I have a warrant for your wife.
For what crime?
On what proof? Who charged her?
Well, Abigail Williams charged her.
Abigail wants me dead, John. You know it.
This girl is false!
If you cry words against my wife, it will be the end of you.
I am but God's finger, John. If he would condemn Elizabeth, she will be condemned.
Is this one where there's a certain impotence amongst the community for not actually standing up and allowing this sort of thing to happen?
The impotence is there, but they actually get caught up, I suppose, in the frenzy and the hysteria. And so the judge who comes in, played by Paul Scofield, in a way is amazed at some time by the virulence of the people, that they should be so vicious. It ties in, I suppose, with a bit of, let's say, Calvinist theology of predestination, that if you prosper, God is blessing you, and if you don't, then God is not blessing you. So these persecuted people and the witches, obviously not blessed by God. And the other sad thing is that some of those accused of witchcraft or association with the witches, their property was confiscated and their accusers took it over. So the Gospel seems a bit remote in some ways with all this talk about casting out of devils, but when you think of a story like The Crucible, it brings it home very strongly.